Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antine. And I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 17th of October, ending Sunday, the 23rd. And I just want to give you a heads up that the end of October is seriously action-packed with shifts and changes and all kinds of stuff. And on this particular week, we will discuss, even right now, the fact that Saturn turns direct in Aquarius at 12:07 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on that morning of the 23rd. And we'll talk about that. When we get to the 23rd, I'll also talk about Venus moving into Scorpio and the Sun moving into Scorpio that morning. That's quite a morning. Yes, indeed. So, the rest of the week, you know, we're going through life in the fourth quarter lunar phase, because guess what comes the following week? Yes, it's a new moon solar eclipse in Scorpio, so that'll be the week after this one. And I'm going to have to do something. I feel like I need to maybe do a Facebook Live or something about the two eclipses that are coming at the end of this year, starting with the one week from the date of, let's see, it's actually on the 25th of October. Here we are on the 17th of October, that Monday. We have a moon in Cancer, again, fourth quarter, which is the waning quarter phase, just like we're in on the solar. So one of the things that you might not realize yet, and it took me a long time to realize, even as an astrologer, was that these lunar phases relating to solar phases, like if you're in the same lunar phase as a solar phase, then the energy of that phase is stronger, even in the lunar aspect. So this is the releasing, the turning inward, the what should I do for the next year phase. So that's the solar phase we're in as we come into the winter solstice after we had our autumn equinox, right? So, here we are on a lunar fourth quarter, coming into a solar eclipse. So this is really amplified, that whole quality of what's going to change, because something will change. And we're already in the mode of what will change about our outer life situation, which can also be about how we communicate the Sun in the outer life experience. So something's going to shift and a new doorway opens. So this week, let's be aware of that as we go through the weekly aspects, because no matter what they are, we are in the frame now of this, what do we need to let go of? What do we need to change so that we can have a better experience or have an evolution in our consciousness or whatever you're seeking to improve upon? Monday, the Cancer moon, very sensitive, is squaring Venus in Libra as we get up until 10:14 a.m. So, you know, the basic issue with the moon in Cancer is it has an instinctive emotional need for self-protection, for security, for the attention to that from others. And Venus in Libra, I mean, this isn't a difficult as in angry kind of experience, but, you know, if Moon in Cancer is coming to Venus in Libra and saying, you know, I have a problem with so-and-so and I feel so bad. And so Venus in Libra in this air intellect will start giving you all kinds of why this could be and that could be, and this instead of just giving you a hug and a cup of tea, which is really what a Moon in Cancer just needs. They don't really need anything except, please make me feel safe, you know. So the Moon in Cancer moves on from this, has a better experience, for a short while as it is trine retrograde Neptune in Pisces at 11:04 a.m. Some of the messages that are needed are coming in psychically, and creative messages also for those who are in that realm. And then the fourth quarter really comes in, boom, as the moon squares the sun in Libra at 1:15 p.m. So, of course, here you are again. Now you're going to an authority and asking for some comfort. And you do that again with the moon in Cancer opposing Pluto in Capricorn, who's direct now until 4:56 p.m. So it isn't a day for this kind of care and concern if you are the one who's looking for it. You may be the one who's receiving someone asking for it, and with square aspects, you may be feeling like, oh, please leave me alone, kind of thing, you know, because for the moon in, you know, Cancer, it's the need for the other planets. It's an outer expression. So the sun in Libra is, you know, trying to counsel and may not be giving what moon in Cancer needs. Okay, so also when we have the moon square sun, that brings us to that fourth quarter, we have to become more authentic about what it is that we truly are. Who are we now? What are we expressing? And the moon in Cancer is sentimental, so it's hard to do that. And the sun in Libra in our conscious mind is trying to find it, find the balance. How can I work better using an intellectual reckoning? And so it's not comfy, but it's helpful if you use it and you do try to look at it. Moon opposing Pluto is just, you know, don't bother. Don't bother trying to get anything out of authorities, or, and they may be authorities in the world or in your personal life. So, Cancer Moon will feel better after 4:56 p.m. as it goes void, of course. And, you know, what's going on as we approach this Saturn energy going direct is that the Saturn energy, which is a Capricorn ruler, is, I'm mentioning this now because I said I was going to, is, you know, going to be bringing forward again some of the issues about the obstacles and the need for conserving and understanding, pacing and timing, and not being pushing too hard to get somewhere, remembering the right methods or the ones that have worked in the past, and looking at how to apply change to these areas. So this is an appropriate fourth quarter experience, which will go direct 12:07 a.m. on Sunday, the 23rd. And of course, if you're a Capricorn, you're just like as slowed down as you could possibly be, Capricorn, Capricorn rising, because this Saturn hasn't been moving off a certain degree of Capricorn. It's just slow, 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 so it can go direct. So once we get to Sunday, you'll start to feel a lift, and also all of us in that place that has Capricorn on the cusp, whatever house that is, whatever issues of the house it is, this will begin to move forward. But this week is the sort of like, I am stuck in the mud week. So while we're in this realm of the fourth quarter phase, in the fourth quarter of solar phase, you know, really let yourself be okay with a slow down and the ability to use that almost as though it was a Mercury retrograde time where you should be looking at the inner self, reviewing and allowing yourself to see things that you need to see, because not only will Saturn go direct, but again, it will be very shortly before the solar eclipse in Scorpio. So what is going to change spend some time with this inner questioning. And you can begin that with the moon in Cancer, void of course. And that will be void of course all the way through the late afternoon and evening in the Eastern time zone. Moon will enter Leo at 12:45 a.m. on Tuesday. So you've got from 5 p.m. till that time to, you know, relax, Cancer moon, self-soothe, you know, give yourself nurturing things a try. And while you're doing that, ponder. You know, ponder what is really what you need to feel safe and secure. Something that will help a little bit in the background is the Sun in Libra's trine to Mars in Gemini. Now, Mars in Gemini is one of those things that's going to happen at the end of October. It'll retrograde. So the Sun in Libra is in good conversation or in good thought with getting some of those ideas and things that will work at 6:05 p.m. That aspect is exact. So use it. And Moon in Leo, we miss early morning trine to retrograde Jupiter in Aries, which comes in at 2:44 a.m. on Tuesday morning. And so we do, however, well, if you're on the West Coast, you may have that. That would be sort of adventurous and humorous and, you know, sort of a fun experience. But what everyone will have is a very long time for the moon in Leo to move towards a sextile to Mercury in Libra. Again, an excellent time to start weighing and measuring and looking at some of the desires. You know, Leo moon is very much in the desire mode, and it desires affection, attention, recognition, loyalty. And so we may be looking at that aspect of our life, like how does that look? Mercury in Libra is a good energy for, again, the weighing and the measuring of how relationships are for you. Because that's another thing that can be in the outer world. We'll have our lunar eclipse just 2 weeks after the solar eclipse, and the lunar eclipse is about the relationships and the feeling energies. So here's a time where you may start being honest with yourself about how these things are going and what you might need to do to change, or what might have to change in terms of those people in your life. And this is also a good time if you need to have discussions about children and what, you know, you might want to think about in terms of your partnerships. This may be a time when you can ponder or at least discuss with somebody else about what you might need to do to take a relationship into a better state of being or to the next level. All right, so 1:16 a.m., that's when that is coming in on Wednesday morning exact. In the meantime, on the Tuesday, Venus in Libra trines Mars in Gemini until 10:20 p.m. And so this is a big assist in communicating about relationships of all kinds, relationships and partnerships. And so, again, Tuesday, take advantage of Tuesday. It is one of the better days that you'll have and a long sweep of time in which to have it. Wednesday, when we wake up, the moon in Leo has some challenges to face. And the sun is square to Pluto. Sun in Libra square to Pluto at 9:33 a.m., while the moon in Leo comes into square retrograde Uranus and Taurus at 12:17 p.m. So you've had your day to communicate. Don't do it now. Forget Wednesday morning in the Eastern time zone. And be prepared for whatever shifts and changes are in store, things that you may not know about, you might be better off knowing about. So maybe you will have to face some change. And that could be depressing for the moon in Leo as it goes opposition, that stationary Saturn in Aquarius, until 1:59 p.m. You know, it's a short time, and despair can feel bad. You must remember it's a short time, and know that if something isn't there for you, it doesn't mean it'll either A, never be there for you, maybe it's your timing, or that something better, you know, say this was something better and move on. Okay, meanwhile, as we move on, the moon in Leo is sextile Mars in Gemini from 2 o'clock in the afternoon Wednesday till 2:23 a.m. on Thursday. So here again, you have another really upbeat and great time to be involved in perhaps some really fun activity, because Leo and Gemini like to go and do things, and maybe there's short journeys or things to see or do or people to talk to and have fun with. Watch out for Venus square Pluto, and that comes in at 2:03 a.m., which is only 20 minutes before Moon in Leo's sextile to Mars in Gemini comes in at 2:23 a.m. on Thursday. This is a karmic standoff. You know, there is really no way Venus in Libra is going to get through to Pluto in Capricorn about the need for compromise and justice and, you know, being a human being or, you know, stuff like that. So this isn't the day to approach those things. It is the day to surrender to Moon in Leo, sextile to Mars in Gemini, and just, you know, look for something fun to do, and you'll be in better shape. Again, we miss a couple of really lovely aspects in the Eastern time zone. They happen at 5:13 a.m. when Moon in Leo sextiles Venus in Libra. Very romantic. Oh, yes. I mean, if you happen to be up and this is where you want to make a proposal, that should be a really positive proposal and be getting a good result. And after this, the moon in Leo sextile to the sun in Libra, 6:35 a.m. So we have it's not the harmony of the lights as a trine, but it's an opportunity to feel really good about relating and relating to others. Avoid, of course, moon in Leo takes the morning with that same kind of energy of feeling in good shape and, you know, feeling good inside and seeing good things outside. Moon will enter Virgo at 12:25 p.m. on Thursday. And it is going to have its first aspect as a trine to retrograde Uranus and Taurus that doesn't come in until Friday at 10:19 p.m. It's a long trip. You probably won't feel it until later on Friday, but there are potentials for the moon in Virgo in this phase that we're talking about before an eclipse that we mentioned to be looking and, you know, trying to figure out the ways that some changes might be made that will be helpful in all the realms of the mundane life, including one's own body and its health. Okay, and that may be a very important thing to think about. And as we move forward on Friday from 10:19 p.m. in the evening on the eastern coast, we will have the moon in Virgo going opposition Neptune, still retrograde in Pisces until 8:37 a.m. Eastern on Saturday. Moon opposition Neptune is not seeing things clearly, not getting the right information. You know, don't try to do things like, you know, put together the furniture you got at IKEA, you know, under a moon opposition Neptune. But also the health may come into opposition from a toxic, you know, or infectious energy. So just remember that, okay? Saturday the 22nd, after 8:37 a.m., there is a chance for argument and disagreement because Moon in Virgo will square Mars in Gemini until 12:27 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. Somebody wants things done around the house. Somebody else is running off in different tangents, you know, wants to do something else. And it can get nasty. I mean, because Virgo can get nasty too. It's not just Mars in the sign of communicating. It can get very critical and nitpicky, you know, and this is the type of moment where it just gets pushed over the edge. I mean, it has been confronted by that Neptune energy, and it's just not feeling in its own dominion of I am okay, you know, so it's more likely to be roused when the moon is square Mars. But you can get the mundane back on track. You can get things done after 12:30 p.m. Eastern while moon in Virgo. Heaves a sigh of relief as it goes into the trine to Pluto in Capricorn until 2:17 p.m. That's when you do it. That's when you call the authority or send that email or whatever you have to do that needs to be done in an orderly fashion. Although the moon in Virgo may not have difficulty after this because that's the aspect that it goes into void of course with. So the rest of that day will feel a little bit better, especially because the sun will join Venus at 5:17 p.m. Now, this is a big deal aspect. And people have been talking about this big deal aspect on Facebook, on people I see, astrologers, all this stuff. And it is, because this is a Venus combust the sun, and it's a, what they call it, a star point or something like that. The unfortunate thing about this is Venus, or any planet that is too close to the rays of the sun, becomes less powerful to express itself. It's over, not shadowed, but overlit by the great light of the sun. So we can feel this, not necessarily as loving others as much as loving self. You know, and when we read a birth chart with this in it, we can see that a person who has this might feel very self-contained in terms of focus of the need for others and such. So you may run across that. You may feel that way for a short while, but it isn't a general negative. It's a general positive. And if this is something that relates to a transit in the birth chart, it could be good to have the sun's light go on to Venus. Something may be given to you at that point, either financially or emotionally. Mercury is also in Libra now and trine this Saturn that's, you know, standing still until 9 p.m. So we are still trying to figure stuff out, which is a good thing. Keep it going. Keep trying. And looking back over is a good idea. The moon enters Libra at 9:24 p.m., goes into an opposition to Jupiter, retrograde in Aries until 10:17 p.m. So that short period of time isn't the time to get into it about relationship matters. Or expect someone, if you're in public life, to make an agreement that works for both of you. That is not the time. And also in personal life, don't expect that. But while the moon is taking a really long time until 7:08 a.m. on Monday from this Saturday experience, late night Saturday experience, to go to its trine to Saturn in Aquarius, Saturn goes direct at 12:07 a.m. Sunday, the 23rd. So when the moon finally gets to the trine, it's to a direct Saturn this time. So what it's saying in the heavens, it's saying, okay, now it's not moving really yet. It's not really up to speed really yet, but we are able better able to see what we need to do to achieve a balance and a harmony as we move into our plans and structures for the future. All right, and that's a good thing. Sunday the 23rd, we have Venus enter Scorpio at 3:52 a.m., followed by the Sun at 6:36 a.m. See, Venus is past the connection to the Sun, moves faster than the Sun, so she's coming in first now. Venus in Scorpio. I have written whole articles about Venus in Scorpio because Scorpio, as you know, is that three-level sign where it can be really down there with the instinctive things like snakes and spiders and, you know, and be really a negative place for Venus to be because turmoil and fear and all of that, you know, will promote things like jealousy, suspicion, you know, obsession. And then it can be raised a little higher to the eagle level where it is now looking out and becoming a very effective manager, especially with finances, but also just in normal life, and be so observant that it can be very good at moving into relationship issues about shared resources and seeing how to manage things. And also moving into the aspect of counselor and healer and be very effective there, especially and even more so if it's at the third level at all, which is the dove level, where you have taken the energy and brought that transformational power energy up to the heart and given it over so that you are in a very powerful spiritual place and can achieve goals from that place because you're in alignment with something higher. And that is a big blessing if the Scorpio energy gets to that. That is where the transformation and the mystery occurs in that sign. And we can tap into the realities of transformation and power, and not for our own personal need, but for the good of others. All right, so Venus in Scorpio, three levels of manifestation, you know, and while it's in there, we can check out which one we're in at any given time as this transit proceeds. And how long will we have to do that? Till the 16th of November. Okay, so that's going to take us past the eclipse. Both eclipses will have Venus in Scorpio. And so we can see also there where those levels are working. Okay, so the Sun enters Scorpio. Now, that is the solar ray, which is bringing all the scorpionic energy in. And the scorpionic energy is about to present you with your connection big time to the ancestral energies. What gifts can you find? You know, it's not all bad back there. And how can you touch base and communicate with your ancestors and see what they can give you? Well, you could in a meditation and, you know, surround yourself in light and ask to bring in, you know, the cream of the crop, you know, because, you know, our ancestors have been going through a lot after, I would say, 500 AD. They've been going through you know, all kinds of manipulation and control. And so we are looking at that also, and to try to get to the bottom of things. When the Sun is in Scorpio, that's what we try to do. We delve deep. We want to know the bottom line, you know, and we are very interested in finance and especially shared resources, which doesn't just mean with you and your partner, but also the resources we share as a planet. Okay, so this gets more emphasis. Sun enters Scorpio. and the Sun will be in Scorpio until it shifts to Sagittarius. And this year, you know, it's always a little bit different. This year, that shift to Sagittarius takes place for the East Coast. It's going to be the morning of Thursday, the 17th. It'll probably be in the West Coast Wednesday, the 16th of November. So we always have Sun and Sag for Thanksgiving, which is interesting because it's the sign of expansion and gifts and gratitude goes in there, doesn't it? So we've got this energy to delve and look. And, of course, we'll have the Samhain coming and we'll talk about that when the time comes. But this is how the week ends with those shifts and the moon going towards the trine to now direct Saturn. And it will take a long time for that to actually move off the degree that it goes direct in. In fact, let me just have a look and see how long it takes. Okay, it gets off 18 degrees on the 14th of November. So slow movers, yes indeed. But it's going to go farther. So that's your week. And next week, yes, solar eclipse probably has its own podcast and possibly a Facebook Live or something like that if you're with me on Facebook. I am looking also that week at coming ahead of us for the Jupiter retrograding into Pisces that I'll have to talk about and the Mars retrograde on the 30th, which is going to be a whole other kettle of fish. All right. So there we have it. Wishing you the best. And I'll say goodbye for now.